Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 21st. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible this week, and we are in John's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 24. Then we'll go over to the Proverbs, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. We are starting a new leaflet. If you put the leaflet in your Bible and follow along, we had them in the bulletins on Sunday, the worship guides the week before. If you don't have access to the worship guides, you can go to mbbc.org/project119 and find the current reading plan there. In John's Gospel, we're reading about Jesus and his interaction with his brothers, and they kind of taunt him about going up to the feast. Hey, if you're who you say you are, why don't you make yourself known? But they do not understand. And so they go on up to the festival, and then Jesus comes to the festival himself, and we'll read a little bit about that. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs, where God is teaching us about the fear of the Lord, and he is reminding us that his ways are the best ways. Beginning with John chapter 7, verses 1 through 24. After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the Feast of Booths, was near. Therefore his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers were believing in him. So Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet here, but your time is always opportune. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that the deeds are evil. Go up to the feast yourselves. I do not go up to the feast because my time has not yet fully come." Having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not publicly, but as if in secret. So the Jews were seeking him at the feast and were saying, "Where is he?" There was much grumbling among the crowds concerning him. Some were saying, "He is a good man." Others were saying, "No, on the contrary, he leads the people astray." But no one was speaking openly of him for fear of the Jews. But when it was now in the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews then were astonished, saying, "How has this man become learned, having never been educated?" So Jesus answered them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you carries out the law? Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one deed, and you all marvel. For this reason, Moses has given you circumcision, not because it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And on the Sabbath, you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry with me because I made an entire man well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Before we move on, I just want to talk a little bit about what Jesus is referring to here with circumcision. According to the law, circumcision was performed 8 days after a baby's birth. So this rite was carried out on all Jewish males to show that they were a part of God's covenant people. And if the 8th day after a baby was born happened to be the Sabbath, they would still perform the rite because they were going to do it according to the law on the eighth day. So they made exception there to the Sabbath laws. And Jesus is saying, you make exceptions on the Sabbath when you circumcise someone, but you want to make an exception for me who healed a man on the Sabbath. They can't see their hypocrisy. Jesus is simply showing mercy to those who needed healing, and it happened to be on a Sabbath, but the leaders are mad, and they're threatened, and they feel as though Jesus is trying to take something from them, and so they buck up against him. We'll continue that conversation tomorrow, but let's turn on over to the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 10, and it begins like this. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible. Great wealth is in the house of the righteous, but trouble is in the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves one who pursues righteousness. Grievous punishment is for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof will die. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I love the note here in the Life Application Study Bible. Well, I say I love it. It's challenging. It says about verse 1, which I'll read again. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you ever tried to argue in a whisper? It is equally hard to argue with someone who insists on answering gently. On the other hand, a rising voice and harsh words almost always trigger an angry response. To turn away wrath and seek peace, choose gentle words. To end the podcast today, I want to pray excerpts from A Prayer for Gentleness by Scotty Smith. Make me more gentle when I am behind slow drivers, O Lord. Make me more gentle when I face both fair and unfair criticism. Make me more gentle when I think things that are obvious to me ought to be more obvious to everyone else. Make me more gentle when I'm too tired to engage with my family that needs me to listen. Make me more gentle when someone gets the last piece of chocolate cake I was already planning to enjoy with a glass of milk. Make me more gentle when my vacation gets cut short by crisis. Make me more gentle with friends who keep making the same mistakes and foolish choices. Make me more gentle when the restaurant sends me home with the wrong takeout order. Make me more gentle when Satan starts condemning me for things I actually did, but things for which you have already paid my debt. Make me more gentle when I start debating theology rather than loving the people who see things differently. Make me gentle when I can't fix the people you never gave me to fix. Make me gentle when the care I just fixed needs fixing again. Lord Jesus, you are so near to us in the gospel. In fact, you live in our hearts, and you're also near in terms of returning to finish making all things new. Make your nearness generate a much quicker repentance on my part. When my first reaction might be agitation, frustration, or whining or worry, make me a gentle person by the gospel and for your glory. So very amen, I pray, in your kind and loving name.